Okay, so listen, that was my man David Baffin, and he was playing that thing. He was playing that violin to the Cardi B beat. Right?
Yes, he was, but yeah. Expect a whole lot more of that on Saturday at Jazz on the Lawn at Edison.
Absolutely. And listen, you're going to expect to see hear a lot of this on the Sunday Forum, but you got to pledge, folks. You got to make your pledge. Call in 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. You know, we got to have your support, folks. If you want intelligent conversation, you get it here. You want support for what you've done in the community, or what you're doing in the community, you're going to get it here.
Yeah.
The Sunday Forum is here for you, always has been. What is it, Rob, 30 years? 30 years Sunday Forum has been around?
Well, we start off with Twilight and Mercedes, and they did Community Speaks.
Right.
And then I think Mobili, you took over for a while.
Yeah.
And then Otis came along.
Right.
That was about 15 or maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, Otis told me it was like 25 years ago.
But if you go back to Community Speaks those days, we're talking about 1980, wow. 81. And then Sister Connie had a show for a while here on WMNF.
Straight Talk.
Straight Talk. And then Otis came after that. And Elliot had a show
here. The Empowerment Hour.
Yeah. I think Elliot was on at 9 o'clock, followed by Otis at 10. So we've always done some sort of community issues show on Sunday. It used to be only for an hour when we started Community Speaks. That was for an hour at 9 o'clock, and then it was followed by folk music at 10 o'clock, which was a great show. Jeannie Holton was on. But then we decided, okay, let's try to do, you know, politics and community issues on Sunday morning. And we took off the folk music a few years after that, and we've been doing it ever since. And that's the proud tradition. But we've had 4 calls so far, but we need a whole lot more. We need to hear from about 26 people this morning. We know there are thousands of people listening in Tampa, in Brandon, in Temple Terrace, in St. Petersburg. We know that there are people in Largo and people in Lakeland. And we need everybody to call in this morning at 813-238-8001.
And that includes our legacy listeners, the people who've been listening for all those years. We still need your support. 238-8001 is the number to call. 813-238-8001.
Listen, we covered a couple of weeks ago this issue of the CRAs, right? And when we covered that issue, we had Joe Robinson, the infamous Joe Robinson, right here, who is the chair of the West Tampa CRA.
Yeah.
And we had Terrence Horn, who's from Winter Haven. And he works over in Lake Wales area dealing with the issue of building a CRA there, which they have built one, but there are some issues that exist there. But we discussed those issues, and we'll be discussing more of that, but we have to be on the air to do that.
Yes, you do.
We got to be on the air to do that.
Yes, you do. Well, I want to take a moment and also pledge that $10 a month. Jeanette Bradley. Pledging $10 a month for the next year, so 120.
Circle of friends. That's circle of friends, right?
That's right.
That's circle of friends.
You're in
so
the
we
circle.
Got we got another Absolutely. Friend. We got another. If you can see me, it's a friendship circle right there. Listen. Thank you very much, and I appreciate that.
I really appreciate what you guys are doing on the air, and anytime that I have any major projects, you are there to support. So
absolutely, we'll always be there for you. Always be. Listen. We've gone out to the people's places to do videos, right?
That's right.
And brought it back to the show, man. You know, we've actually put it on the line quite a few times, but we're glad to do it. We're glad to do it.
Awesome.
We're not saying that to rub it in anybody's face or anything like that. We're literally doing that because we want to do it. Listen, folks, you got to remember, this is volunteer. All this is voluntary. Right. Everything that we do is voluntary.
It's all love.
It really is all love, for
That's
real.
That's a lot of love.
That's a lot of love, man. That's a lot of love. In order for you to have people who are out there doing these types of things and to have a better type of broadcasting, you've got to invest in it.
Yeah, you do.
You got to invest in it, folks. Right. We are your community radio station. WMNF is your community radio station, and the Sunday Forum is your community show.
And we've come a long way. We've had one little building, a little shack on this very property, and we've right. come from there to this right. state-of-the-art building with this state-of-the-art equipment.
Right.
So you brought us a long way.
And absolutely. I love it that it's right here in East Tampa.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to, okay, so we got this other guy who's going to be there on Saturday, right? And his name is Blue Davis.
Oh, yes.
Blue Davis. Listen, is he local?
He is local, I believe. Don't quote me on that, though.
This guy's got a set of vocal cords on him.
Don't quote me on that, because Blue Davis is new with me. Mm-hmm. But everybody said he's a must-have and needed to be on set, so we put him on. So.
Oh, man, listen. He is really good, man. Folks, listen, call in 813-238-8001. Awesome. Check us out on our Facebook page right now. You can watch us on the Facebook page. You'll see me waving right now. I see a bunch of hearts and stuff like that going up on the screen. What we need is these lights lit up. So you need to call in 813-238-8001. Nerman, I see you and I appreciate you, but we need that pledge, okay? We need that pledge. If you're out there, you know, we really, really need your help, folks. Call in 813-238-8001. I say Nerman because Nerman's online right now and watching the show, and is a very, very common face that we see. Well, we haven't even seen a face, but is one of our most valued listeners, and we really, really need your help. Where's Ron from?
Bingo.
Mango? Is Ron from Ron, if you don't call up here and give us a pledge, man.
We love you, Ron.
We love you, Ron. We love you. We love
always.
You.
Always.
Clay. Mm-hmm. Clay does. He calls. We love you, Clay. Come on, man.
This is give you a voice. Yes, yeah. We have a gym here in this community by having this radio station, and it's all for the help of the radio station. We get credit if you call now. 813-238-8001. You call, or you can go online, WMNF.org.
Absolutely.
And these have been some very important issues we've talked about, including the LGBTQ issues, including events when the community can get together and support creative ideas, especially to help out children. But, you know, we talk about the census today. It's important to talk about taking the census and answering the census because it informs how much power we're going to have politically. It informs gerrymandering. It informs how districts are drawn. It informs how much power your neighborhood is going to be able to have.
Right.
So I think, you know, this is all about participation, you know,
it
and it starts with community forums just like this where people can get clarity. And that's what I work for. You know, I come here and I go to the AP, the Newswire, to get the latest because I need to know what's going on. And I need to know because you need to know.
Absolutely.
813-238-8001 is the number to call.
Call in, these things up. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, Walter, this is an opportunity for community to engage.
Yes.
You know, I'm asked all the time, how can I help? How can I help? How can I get engaged? Doesn't mean you have to actually do it, that you guys are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to keep you engaged and where you are informing the community, all I have to do is just write a $10 check or write every month for the next 12 months, and I am an engaged community partner.
Right, right.
So all of us can be engaged.
Exactly.
Just donate today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need you. We need your help. 813-238-8001. We spoke a little earlier about the political forums that we've done.
Yeah.
we've had as many as 12 people plus in the studio, like literally sitting out in the lobby, and then some we had like packed up, like lined up along the walls here in the studio waiting their turn to get on the microphone based off of whatever district they were running or whatever it was. But we're the only show actually that's actually done that. We're the only show that's actually done that.
Wow.
And we continue to do that. We're going to continue doing that because we want to lend that voice to the voiceless. And for people who want to be heard so they can get that vote, that support, that's a deserved vote. Right. If in fact they are the person that people are supporting from the community. But you need to be educated about who you are going to support.
And, including the not only who to support, but what and how do we understand ballot initiatives.
Absolutely.
Especially, and then who's going to follow up on it to make it, because especially when we think about felons getting their right to vote,
right.
That's highly sensitive, and the party that doesn't think the felons going to vote for them is working fast and loose to keep that from being implemented way the people intended it to be. So that's why we need forums like this to understand what tricks people are playing, what games people play, in order to disempower us as we the people. I think that's why I come here. We talk about sensitive issues. We talked about the graveyard, Zion Cemetery, how that was just an egregious overlook of our community. So it's important that we talk about these sensitive issues.
You know what gets me about that topic, folks? Call in 813-238-8001. When we discussed that issue, one of the things that we did not say, and we should have, but sometimes these things get overlooked. Mm-hmm. When you go into the black and brown communities, poor communities in general, period, you go, but especially in black and brown communities, you go in there and you'll find houses and whole communities built on top of landfills, and they have not been abated. Mm-hmm. No one's done the subsurface exploration in order to find out and make certain that the soils are where they need to be, or that they're not just stable but also not contaminated in any way. So the methane deposits, you light a cigarette the wrong way, you dig the wrong place, and boom, and that's a problem. And so when you talk about the issue of people, graveyards. A graveyard, really? These are things that, as an engineer, I sit up there, and that's one of the first things they ask you on these forums. Is this a natural or historic area that you're about to unearth or dig into? And that's a problem. And for them not to, after all these years, this is what we come up with. That is really that's more than egregious.
But kind of know that even in the 50s, they knew they found bodies and didn't halt destruction. Nothing stands in the way of their progress.
Absolutely. 813-238-8001. Folks, call in. We need your support. We got a line lit up. We know y'all in church now. We know many of you are in church right now. So for those of you who are just getting out of church or about to go into church, because you're probably late right about now. At about 11:14, you're running in a little late. But make sure to use that cell phone, and if you're savvy enough to do that and make your pledge.
Yeah, but now that I've given, now I need to make sure my friends are given too.
Yes,
We can ourselves spread the word to other people in the community that may not be listening.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to play this real quick, this Blue Davis. Just the Two of Us, which is a Bill Withers classic.
Nice.
Hey, listen, here it is, Blue Davis, right here on the Sunday Forum.
Shining
We have a donation here that has been made by Anonymous for $100. Another $100.
All right.
That's what we got. That's what we got. Thank you very much, Anonymous. We appreciate it. And they got some swag. They got the WMNF Last Local Radio socks. One pair of socks.
Wonderful.
I want me a pair of socks. I can't even keep them. My son takes my socks.
There's a lot to choose from, a lot of socks and hats and shirts and all things you can choose.
Yeah, what we got? Let's see, what we got?
We got men's t-shirts, 40 years radioactive women's t-shirts, men's and women's t-shirts that says 40 years radioactive.
Yes.
For $85, $85.50.
Who? Come on, man. Come on,
$85.50. $88.50.
What am I saying?
$88.50.
My bad. Mine over matter.
Yeah, so
$88.50, man. Come and get it. Come and get it. Listen, what else we have? We have tickets. We have any tickets for anything?
They got tickets for the movie. I think you can pledge for $30 pledge for the
$30.
What is,
man,
democracy?
$30 pledge. You get tickets. How many tickets?
You get one ticket for $30 pledge. You can get two tickets for a $60 pledge.
Yes. Come on. Get your tickets. This is for the 24th of this month. Get your tickets now, folks. $30 pledge for What is Democracy? We are screening that on the 24th of this month. The 24th of this month right here at the radio station.
And that's going to be a major event. We're going to have a discussion afterwards. We're going to have a poet there.
Yes.
And someone else is going to be performing. So it's going to be a full night.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it is. Where is it?
Right here.
Okay.
At your community radio station, right. WMNF 88.5 Tampa, baby.
Yeah.
Right here. And the Sunday Forum and the 4th Estate, we got it going on, man.
We just need you to show your support.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Call
813-238-8001.
How much we got left to get?
You can go WNF.org. We have about $2,000. But we could do that. We have another anonymous caller who did call and pledge support and said that they appreciate us talking about the census jobs. This is our ex-census worker who thinks this is a great opportunity. Meet people, learn about this country, and empower neighborhoods.
It is. It is, man. It is. Without question, it is. And we talk about that, and we talk about this issue of immigration. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a serious, serious issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you can really make an impact on how we report these things right here by making your pledge. 813-238-8001. You know, don't miss out on making a pledge. You know, $10, $20. Although, you know, $100 is always good. If we can get 20 people to give us $100, listen, you don't have to pay the whole $100 at one time, right?
Right. Exactly. We can make
50
a deal.
And 50, 25 and 25 and 25 and 25, four times.
So there's a payment plan.
Yeah,
oh, there is a payment plan. Yes, right, there's a payment plan. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll just send you a reminder in the mail.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's it. That's it. Hey, listen, there are people that have made $1,000 pledges, right? And lasted like a whole year or so throughout the year. And they make a payment, or the payment is taken out throughout the year that's specified. Folks, listen, you can make a $1,000 pledge right now.
Or you can go somewhere in between $100 and $1,000 and pay $300 pledge and get your name on the wall. We have a legacy wall.
Yes.
And we have a brick patio out back that you can put your name, have your name engraved in the brick of the foundation of this property.
Yes.
If you make a pledge.
Yes.
If you make a pledge.
Yes.
813-238-8001.
How much time do we have to make that pledge?
How much time we got left, man?
We have about 30 minutes. More than 30 minutes.
So we need 10 people, $100 each.
Yes.
30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
Okay, community, let's go.
Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
Let's get engaged
today
in the next 30 minutes. 10 people, $100 each.
What we're going to do is we're going to put Alvaro out there. We're going to sell Alvaro to go out there and cook brownies at your house for you. For $100.
Those might be some really good brownies too.
That's some good old brownies, man.
These days brownies can be surprisingly good.
Yeah. And I've never had Colombian brownies before. So, I mean, you know.
empanadas.
Okay, empanadas. Okay, there he is. He's going to go and make empanadas at your house. So, for $100, we'll get Alvaro to come make empanadas for you. Hey, listen, call in 813-238-8001. Call in. Support your community radio station, WMNF 88.5 Tampa.
Okay.
We need your support, folks. Call on in. No, what we're going to do is get Rob to make the rice, and we'll get Alvaro to do the empanadas.
And, you're going to fire up the grill, right?
Yeah, that's it. I'll fire up the grill. Okay. I'll do it. And, okay, so now we got two tickets for $30.
Actually,
right now,
yeah, two
for
tickets.
What is Democracy? Yeah.
That's the correction.
All right, correction.
You can get
two tickets for What is Democracy for $30, for a $30 pledge. Right now, call in. It should be a bunch of people lighting this thing up right now. Listen, let me tell you.
Right.
That
bring a date.
That movie, What is Democracy? That is a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into documentaries, if you're into documentaries and into this type of thing, this is a very good, because it starts out covering the definition of democracy and what is intended to be, based on what the Greek philosophers came up with, the concept of the republic,
okay.
Right? The republic is supposed to be for the people, by the people, right? It's supposed to be run for the people, by the people.
What a democracy is.
And basically, that's what a democracy is.
Different types of republics can
exactly
be set up.
Exactly, yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Can it be an aristocracy?
Yes.
They can set up a republic.
Yes.
I think we get into all of that in this movie, and that's what's going to be great about it.
We do. Angela Davis. Angela Davis is going to be, you listen to her speak.
Great history.
Oh, man. Listen, and you're talking about, and Cornel West, two of the greatest minds of our time. I know you've seen that on the advertising, but really, I think there's no question but that hands down, they're two of the greatest minds of our time. But when you sit there and you listen to what's being said, folks, you're talking about a woman, a lady, who is brilliant and was actually going to be executed by none other than Ronald Reagan himself, the Big Gipper. Mm-hmm. But for what?
For thinking.
You know, allegedly selling arms or giving arms to the Black Panthers. Okay. I mean,
no evidence at all.
None. Right. At all. And so you listen to what she says. If you've ever seen any other documentaries where she's speaking to the press while she's incarcerated, and she's letting people know what this country has done to her and done to other people.
Yes.
Yeah, doing that to the community during this time period. You see that happen in different generations. That was my mother's generation, right? So
and she's still
forward.
Around. And still around.
Yes.
Still a university professor, still.
And they banned her from doing it before back then.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, you know, when you watch this, you see democracy eroding. You see where 45 said that Nancy Pelosi is no longer going to be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a constitutional crisis.
Come
and
on,
this is why, you know, this is what can happen to in a democracy.
Who does that? It's like take your football and go home.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Who does that?
Our president.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, call in. 813-238-8001. Call in. We need your support, folks. Call in. But this is what is democracy is going to be about. That's what it's about.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. You don't want to miss this. $30. $30 gets you two tickets to come in and come check this out on the 24th of this month. You don't want to miss that. You know, wow.
Limited space. So there's very limited space.
Yeah.
Get
your tickets
so
early.
I need to get my tickets now.
Get your tickets now.
And there's a lot of support right now coming in.
Yeah.
A lot of people calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. 813-238-8001 is the number they're calling.
Yeah.
Or you can go online, WMNF.org, and people did that too. Ron Griffin called your bluff.
Yes.
He said $60. He's taking a T-shirt.
There you go, Ron.
He says he also wants to bring in artists. So that'd be interesting.
There you go.
Ron, you came through, man.
Thank you,
Ron. We also have another $100 pledge.
All right.
Let's go. From Carrie Knowles. Carrie,
hey, Carrie.
Out of Tampa.
Ooh. Hey, Carrie. Okay.
Thank you very much for that.
All right.
Carrie Knowles actually works with Toba. and comes at the end of the year, each year, to discuss with us what's going to happen in January. So she, for the past 3 years, she's done that. So, Carrie, we appreciate that. Her father and her mother have done tremendous, tremendous work in this community. Her mother was a clerk at the city of Tampa and was my boss at the Urban League as a grant director. And I really, really appreciate her mother. And her father is a great historian and community activist who's done a lot of work with nonprofit organizations and with the children of our community. We appreciate you, Carrie, and we appreciate your parents for all the work that they've done. Please, thank you so much. Please share with everybody else out there if you're listening and let them know, come on, come make some more pledges.
Wow,
that's how it's done.
Yeah. We have another $100 pledge also from RHC and Associates, Inc. in Consulting.
Who was that?
Nice.
RAC. Joe Robinson.
We know that.
He was going to let it be known.
Wow, the pledges are coming in. They're coming in.
Yes, they're coming in. Everybody's getting out of church now.
Or they're having a parking lot moment.
Yeah, there you go. We really appreciate this, folks. Everybody coming out and making these pledges for us. It shows how much you appreciate what we're doing and how much you appreciate good programming. This type of program, we take a lot of pride, Alvaro, in actually researching what we do, having discussions, and after the show, not down drag out sometime about what it is we're going to talk about the next week and the week after. I mean, you know, and every Sunday, throughout the week, I get these text messages from Alvaro. Walter, what do you think if we do this right here? Walter, what do you think about this right here? And you know, I appreciate it more than you know, Alvaro. I appreciate it more than you know. Because literally, you guys make me think constantly. I get headaches sometimes just from checking my text messages. You guys are constantly making keep me on my toes about these things that are going on. And we have to change, right? We have to change midstream sometimes to figure out what it is. Say, oh, we got to cover this topic this week because, you know, this is something that's more serious.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And we try to find those different nuances sometimes, quite often, in issues that we know are probably not going to be covered in the news. That's one of the things. I mean, who talks about Ethiopia and the fact that the Ethiopia has a female president? Who talks about the fact that Rwanda has 68 members, 68% of its parliament is women?
Wow.
Transforming the dynamics of what happens in Rwanda after all this time. We saw people being murdered in mass numbers in Rwanda. For years we saw this going on, and now the mothers of many of these people now are taking over in parliament, and the daughters, the women of that country are taking over in parliament. That is a tremendous, tremendous move.
It really is. Yeah. And the fact that you guys are volunteering, doing all of that research, informing us ahead of time, because I love it when you let us know, here's what you can expect on the forum.
Right.
And this is all volunteer.
Yeah.
Keeping us informed about things that normally we may not be thinking about or aware of, and making us aware. So,
absolutely.
Which means we're not bought and sold.
No,
we're not under control.
Evidently,
no. Not at all.
We have one call right now, and that was made or is being made by calling 813-238-8001.
813-238-8001. Call in now. Make your pledge. In Spanish, let's do it together, Alvaro. 813-238-8001.
Well, we also have this other 100 Nerman call your blood. For another $5.
Good job, Nerman. Good job. Thank you so much, dude. We appreciate it.
Sister Kelly is going to take advantage of the Wedding Democracy tickets. Looking forward to seeing you there, Sister Kelly.
Outstanding. Nice. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Spread the word about this. If you know people who are not listening to the show or not watching the show, spread the word about the What Is Democracy movie.
Yes.
The screening. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss that. You really don't. You know, listen, man.
A very powerful movie.
Oh, wow.
for a full house at Eckerd College. And I think they are bringing it back also sometime in the future because there's such a demand for the the film.
Come on. You can't beat that. When that's the case, you don't want to miss that.
Right.
Now, that's not something you want to miss.
And
you
know, people right watch here at the station, you know.
Yeah,
come in,
right.
Check out the station, check out the studios.
Right, right.
Get it to radio.
Get you some empanadas from our room.
Yeah, that's very there are going to be empanadas.
Probably yes, not. We'll work on empanadas. I don't know.
We might have to do it now.
Yeah, we might have to. My big mouth.
So.
I'm sorry.
I think so.
I set us up.
We will have them.
We're going to have empanadas. You know, yesterday, Alvaro and I were sitting there and we were trying to figure out how, you know, talk about shows. We were talking about things, not just shows. We were also just talking about what's going on in the world today, right? And while this show predominantly focuses in on issues of Pan-African, from a Pan-African point of view, mm-hmm. Quite often, what we also look at is what's going on in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's from an inclusive point of view, from an extremely inclusive point of view. The dimensions that you see it from instance, are very interesting. And we were sitting there talking about historically, you know, what Simón Bolívar.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the significance of Simón Bolívar and Antonio Maceo,
mm-hmm.
right? Comparing the two and having discussions about what was significant about their independence movements.
Yes.
And their wars for independence. That was something. But we talk about that on this show. We're going to be talking about it, especially given that this is what month? Hispanic Heritage Month.
Mm, okay.
We're really going to be talking about these things as we talk about these movements that have happened in the past from the 1700s up until now. And there are a lot of new social movements that are taking place, not just, you know, in the Western Hemisphere, but also back in Africa, in Iraq. One of the things that we're going to be talking about, folks, is we're going to be talking about the Afro-Iraqi movement. A lot of people don't know. They don't associate blackness with
no,
Iraq.
That's true.
Right?
We don't.
Yet there are black Iraqis, and they have a movement, and it is very, very much. They have organizations like the NAACP that exist over there. A lot of people don't know that.
And there's a lot, right? There's some black Israelis too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And there's a lot of information that needs to be talked about coming their struggle there.
They are heavily persecuted, especially the immigrants from Africa,
from Ethiopia, especially Somalia, Ethiopia, and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they are black Palestinians.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And these are things that people don't know about movements that exist. And if you, again, you have to be made aware. And that's what we do here. Call in 813-238-8001. Right. You're not going to get this anywhere else.
813-238-8001.
Absolutely.
$2,100 pledges. We're looking for $2,100 pledges.
We've come a long way.
Come on, y'all.
People have responded very well. But right now, all of the lines are open.
Yes.
Right.
And come on. We need to light these things up.
We need about $1,555.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
So we do talk about international issues, but we also our main focus is right here, the community right here.
Well, mm-hmm. if you live in the United States, all issues are global. But if you live in Tampa, definitely all issues in the history is global. We have a history of Cuban and Spanish revolutionaries that lived right here and worked Tampa. Right in Ybor City
That's
and
right.
made this city what it is today.
That's right.
Jose Marti has been here, and Fidel Castro made his rounds here, too.
That's exactly right.
And it looks like we have our leading man at the radio station.
All right, so now, Nestor Ortiz just came in, and he said, Clay, it is from Clay. Clay
called your bluff.
There you go, Clay. Thank you, Clay. If you're watching, thank you very much. If you're listening, thank you, Clay. Clay has pledged $100, $50 to the Urban Cafe, and $50 to the Sunday Forum, two of the best public affairs programs on WMNF. And he got himself a 2XL t-shirt. Thank you, Clay. Right. We appreciate it, man.
Well, here's where we're at. We raised $745 on our way to raising $2,300. So we're just about $1,500 away from reaching the goal. And we hope that you will call us up right now in the last half hour of Sunday Forum. Call us at 813-238-8001. If you love listening to Sunday Forum, please call us 813-238-8001. And if you appreciate all the good work that Walter does and the crew does, please make that contribution today. We've got 25 minutes to go, and we've got to raise an extra $1,500.
Come on, y'all.
Your money pays for the electricity, it pays for the building that we're in, it pays for the upkeep on all this equipment that's surrounding Mobili. If you look at Mobili, there's four computer screens, there's three CDs, there's two turntables, there's a phone system. Walter's is putting this show up on Facebook Live, and we have a vast record library. We have an incredible studio with five microphones here. A lot of guests can come in on the Sunday Forum, and you've heard those guests every week, every Sunday, for weeks and weeks and months and months. So please keep this show on the air by calling 813-238-8001 or making your contribution online at WMNF.org, because when we read these names on the air, these are the people that are powering future shows of the Sunday Forum on WMNF. This show would not exist without the people whose names we're reading right now.
And that's true democracy.
That's right.
A radio station.
Did you hear that voice,
man?
You hear that voice Rob has? God, dog. Come on, y'all. Come on. Now, we can do this. We can do this. We are doing well, but we got to keep it moving, guys. We got to keep it moving. I appreciate everybody out there who believes in us. I appreciate Tampa Bay.
I love Tampa Bay. Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Over 100 years my family's been here. Over 100 years. And that is that 100 and I think 10, I've always said 110, but probably a little longer than that. But literally, you know, that's what this is about. You know, this is about traditions, history. This is about talking about those things that are critical to so many different groups of people that have come here and called Tampa Bay home.
Right.
Home. If it involves you, you come in, you call here, you call me, and you want to get on this show, we're going to talk about you. You know, we had Boricua de Corazon, right? Mm-hmm. And we talked about the disaster in Puerto Rico, right? Listen, that, you know, yeah, that hit home for me because my wife is Puerto Rican, right? And our part of our family is right there in Puerto Rico, you know. But also, you know, we have a lot of friends down there. And that was devastating to see what happened, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have what happened in the Bahamas come and happen. And we talked about that from the perspective. We had in studio the president of the Democratic Party from Puerto Rico, Charlie Rodriguez, sitting right here in this studio, along with the chairman of the Hillsborough County Caribbean Caucus.
Nice.
Talking about these efforts that need to be made in order to support the Bahamas. You're talking about Puerto Ricans talking about helping the Bahamas, given what their situation is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and giving us updates on what's going on. These are good friends of ours now. Mm-hmm. We've established these things.
And I like to say, you made me a little bit starstruck when you brought Chloe Cabrera up in here.
Right. Anybody gets, Chloe, if you're listening, Chloe, anybody gets starstruck when Chloe Cabrera comes around, right?
I got to say that. I follow her on Facebook, and her mom, beautiful.
Oh, man, listen. She looks just like her mama, man.
Just like.
Spitting image.
Right,
Lord have mercy.
Right.
Lord
have mercy. Love Chloe.
Lord have mercy. Listen, let me tell you, Chloe Cabrera called. Oh, matter of fact, I ain't hear anything, Chloe Cabrera. We haven't heard your name yet. So since we called it, Chloe Cabrera called in 813-238-8001. We're looking for you now. We're looking for you. The numbers of Organized Florida. We're looking for you.
If you call in this last half hour, you're a hero.
Yes.
Lisa Mifflin has went online, WMF.org, and pledged $150.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow, wow.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Then Avril Montalegre went outside and pledged $100.
Hey, All right.
Sneaky, Avril. Oh,
we're going to meet that goal, guys.
Yes.
And we're going to get that. That thing's going to help to pay for them empanadas, right, Rob? Yeah. So we're going to, in the background, we're gonna play this a little bit, right, because we got to listen to a little bit of it. Nathan Mitchell, he'll be there from his album Swing City. Wow, check it out.
He's gonna be on headliner.
He's gonna be the headliner, man. This guy's outstanding. Just you hear it in the background. So if you hear it in the background, it's cool. We're gonna keep going. Call in 813-238-8001. Folks, listen, we've actually had in studio, like early on, remember early on, we had the first black ambassador to the Republic of South Africa.
You're right.
Right here in studio with
us. I'm impressed.
Bismarck Myrick. And he's visited us twice.
Wow.
Yeah. He was so cool.
Yeah. Oh, he is. He's very cool. When I lived in South Africa, we visited him so many times. I mean, he's like really good friends with my parents and everything. So we started out as an ambassador to Lesotho. Mm-hmm. Which is a small country inside of the Republic of South Africa, right? Mm-hmm. And it actually is one of those things that inspired me as a college student to actually get into international affairs, right? Yeah. And to look at these issues that were going on that were critical to us here around the world and to our local communities. One of the things that I learned along the way from him and from my own parents is this. Don't feel as though your community, just because we speak internationally, don't feel as though we're not talking about you locally.
Right.
Because what's happening over there, a lot of times the same thing is happening over here.
Yeah.
In your community. What you call colonization, you think of on a global scale, but you're being colonized right here.
The xenophobia we see in South Africa is no different than the xenophobia we see right here.
You know, come on, y'all.
It's true.
Think about it. Think about it for a minute. So it's very relevant how you approach it, how you deal with it. It's a totally different ballgame, right? Folks, call in. 813-238-8001. You can't. Come on, y'all. Come on. We need your support. We need... How much we need now, Billy?
We only need $1,300.
$1,300, y'all. Come on now.
So we're getting there.
We're getting there. We only have, 15 minutes.
But you can always go online.
So WMNF, the Sunday Forum, is like the voice of the people. So this is your voice.
Absolutely. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is your voice.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to silence it by not donating.
You know what? That's a very good way of putting it. Silencing this voice.
Right.
Your voice. So you're gonna put tape over your own mouth? Mm-hmm. Right? You're gonna keep your own mouth shut for the things that are relevant to you. Listen, when they were protesting downtown, where did they come? Where every time they protested downtown from the different organizations,
they come here to tell us about it.
They come here to tell us about it. They don't go anywhere else.
Really?
They don't even call Rob Lowry.
I'm not surprised.
They don't even call Super Rob. They come here.
They call them though.
Come on now. Come on. And we were there. We actually were there on site videoing what was going on and putting it out there for everybody to see, for the world to see what was going on. You know, that was critical. When they talked about getting rid of the Confederate statues, where were they? Where were we?
Sunday Forum.
So you got to march to your phone.
Come on now.
Call us.
813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. When things were going down with Dylan Roof, and after he murdered those people in a terrorist act in Mother Bethel up in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Where were we? In South Carolina.
You were there.
And we reported what was going on in terms of the trials and everything like that, right? When Walter Scott was shot, right, by Matt Sliger, or whatever his name, what's his name, the officer that shot him?
Oh, I think you got it right, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, who covered it?
The Sunday Forum. All right.
You know what I mean? This is what it's all about, folks. You know, we make sure that we get the best in broadcasting to you right here. No one else is doing what we're doing. No one. There's no associate. We are our own Associated Press.
Yeah.
Right? When Alvaro went to Orlando, folks, to go and cover the organization that was covering the seminar on the Palestinian confrontation.
I can't remember the people who were covering that, but I remember he did.
Yeah, right.
If he played the speeches. Back, he brought back the speeches.
Exactly. He brought it all back. He reported on it. And you know, we did that for 3 weeks straight. 3 weeks straight we did that. Mm-hmm. Mobili does a news segment that we play on here in order to let people know what's happening locally and internationally.
Especially around climate issues.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We've had the Sierra Club in here. Mm-hmm. We discussed, you know, Phil Compton. Phil Compton is a real good buddy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always telling us about something having to do with that 100% clean energy effort. You know, call in, folks. 813-238-8001. We need your support.
We do.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah, we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show, and we only need to raise about $1,250. And if we could do that, we're going to be on track. We've had a really nice show, really great show of support. We've heard from a lot of the friends of the show so far. We know there's some more friends of the show that haven't made a contribution. If you're one of those people that calls up every week, or maybe you've been a guest on the show, or if you just really appreciate the fact that Walter does so much work to bring the community into this radio station and to talk about the issues that count, please call us at 813-238-8001. Your donation keeps the radio station on the air. It doesn't go into Walter's pocket. It doesn't go into Mabili's pocket. It doesn't go to Alvaro.
Nowhere near
nowhere near
they volunteer their time generously, and we're grateful to have them. But what it does is it makes sure that this radio station exists so that next week when Walter comes in, there won't be any asking for money. All we're going to be doing is bringing you issues from the community. So please call us at 813-238-8001.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Rob. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And, nice. You know, call in, folks, WMNF 88.5 Tampa. We've got to make certain that we get this in. Folks, make your contribution today, right now. Right now. $30 gets you two tickets to the What is Democracy? You want, right. Was it $80? What do we got? $88.50.
Or the
gets
t-shirts.
You a WMNF ball cap, a t-shirt, the 40 Years Radioactive t-shirt. Listen, join the circle of friends. Join the
That's
circle
the
of friends.
That's the best way.
That's the best way. You get it, and you get that when you join the circle of friends, right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So what do you do to join the circle? I just joined, right?
You just joined.
Yes.
Circle of friends. Just yes. Call up and say, I want to be in the circle of friends, and we'll work out a deal where you get $5 taken out a month or $10 taken out a month, and you're in the circle.
Okay, so for $120 for the year that I can pay in $10 increments, right. I just said, I want to be in the circle of friends.
That's it. And you're in.
That's it. That's it.
And I helped the station.
And you helped the station, and the show gets the credit. And we got to keep rising.
That's yes. Right. Keep on rising to the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can
give
do
it
this.
All you got, give it well, all you got. 10 minutes. Show
we
us that we got
do
heroes.
This, folks. We can do
That's
it.
That's not lighting up anything.
We got one line.
Yeah.
Somebody's
so
showing
my singing
love.
Celebrate. Sing some more.
We need more. This is the singing. You're singing and calling out names gets the phone lines.
Right.
813-238-8001. Or WMNF.org, like Anonymous just did, for another $25 pledge. That's how you do it.
All right. That's how we do it.
You know, something that a lot of people don't know, the Fourth Estate. Why do I refer to my crew as the Fourth Estate crew? It's because the Fourth Estate, a lot of people don't know this about that term. The Fourth Estate refers to the media and information. We are the unknown, or quite often back in the day, we were persecuted for putting out the truth, putting out information, and because it went against the oligarchs. It went against the monarchy, the lords and nobles, the military, because we told the truth. We exposed things that were happening that needed to be told to the masses, and so that's critical. But without that support from certain people within the community, you wouldn't have that information.
Yeah,
history would be very
true.
Different.
Yeah,
it would be extremely different. The Roman Empire, all that stuff, you know, ancient history would have been very different if you didn't have somebody who told some very serious truths. out there.
Truth being the key word.
The key word. The key word. And you can't do that without having, right now, today, public radio. Exactly. Public radio.
Independent. Yeah,
because so many, I got to say that WTMP does a really great job, but there are so many radio stations that just play music, and they're not here for the community. And this is one of those radio stations that is here for the community. We hope that you'll call us up and keep us on the air. Never a commercial here on WMNF. We've got a booming signal. It's 70,000 watts. It gets into the home of 4.5 million people, all the way to Sarasota, almost all the way to Disney World. We go up all the way to Wildwood. If you're on the interstate, you can listen to us all the way to Wildwood, just south of Gainesville. And that's what you're supporting, is a powerful radio station that gets the word out, not just to the city of Tampa, but all over Central Florida. So please call us up. Make your contribution. We've invested a lot of money in keeping this radio station on the air, powerful, making sure the equipment works. And we hope that you'll return the favor, because you know that next week Walter is going to be bringing in some great guests. So please call us at 813-238-8001. Absolutely. We only have 7 minutes left. I see one line lit up. That's great. We're about $1,200 away from reaching the goal, Walter. We're almost there.
12 people. 12 people, $100.
12 people.
12 people, $100.
Right, that'll do it.
Right? $24.50. Come on, y'all.
12 people, $100.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
12 months in the year, you can represent one of those months.
Come on.
Call up. Let's play a game. Let's just do
Come
it.
Come on.
We got 6 minutes to go. So
Come on,
you can
y'all.
Do it. WNF.org is another way
it.
To go.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And you can go online at any time and pledge to this show. Just say Sunday Forum. Just click on the Sunday Forum, and your pledge will be credited to this show at any time.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been a guest on the show, I mean, truly you've had more than 12 people as guests on the show that could.
Yeah.
Be one of those 12.
Absolutely.
I mean, 12 apostles.
Okay, we talk about, right? Yeah. So we talk about that. I mean, Reverend Willie Dixon has been a great friend to this show. We talk about Sean Shaw, former Representative Sean Shaw, has been a great friend to this show. We're talking about organizations, the CDC of Tampa, THAP. We're talking about the NAACP and all of its officers. This show has supported every single one of those organizations in one way or another.
Yes.
We talk about the Black Business Bus Tour. We talk about the Chambers of Commerce. We talk about unions. Mm-hmm. We've had them here on this show more than one time.
I know you have.
And more than one time. And we've discussed some very critical issues in support of what they've done. And we will continue to do that.
Especially with nurses in the street now. There's a lot of issues I would love to talk about when it comes to nurses, especially in the troubles that they're seeing.
Absolutely.
And just the analysis they can bring.
Absolutely.
But what I like is if you have an issue, all you have to do is call Walter. And you know that Walter will listen, hear you out, and invite you to the show. So there's a lot of us out there in the community that are doing great things in the community. We know we have a voice in the Sunday Forum. So 12 people in the next 5 minutes to make sure that this voice continues. We can sustain the Sunday Forum.
Absolutely.
And that's one of Walter's powers. You know, one of the things that he has, done is bring in people. You know, he knows a lot of people.
He really does.
He really does. And, you know, more than I do. And they're willing to talk to him more than they are to me. So that's been one of the real gems of this show, is that he's been able to populate this studio with some people. And we've heard from quite a few people in this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So thank you, Walter.
Hey, no problem.
813-238-8001.
Yes, exactly. Please call
in, folks. Here's Rob. So, Mobili, we're still processing two more donations. So we might be right at $1,000 that we need.
There we go.
You know, not everybody can afford $1,000, but there might be a special person out there who has, who's had a good year, or maybe you've got some, you know, resources that would make it possible. So we are just a little over $1,000 away from reaching the goal. If we got one $1,000 donation, that would make it that would make us reach our goal. And you know, Walter, it's been a few years since we've reached our goal. Absolutely. So we would really like to do it today. We've had a really great show of support. Lots and lots and lots of people have made nice contributions today. And we are just $1,000 away. So if you could donate $10, that would be good. If you could donate $50, that would be great. Mm-hmm. We'll send you a WMNF t-shirt for your $88.50 donation. Or if you've got it, if it's available to you, if you could make a $1,000 contribution, that would be a huge help.
How does that work?
Well, they could do it a lot of ways. If you have it in your account, you could write a check for $1,000. Or you could make a donation of $100 a month. Just, you know, agree to say, MNF, I'll send you $100 a month for the next 10 months. Or you could say, I want to make an $83.33 a month donation on your debit card or credit card, if you can afford that, and if that makes it easier. And over 12 months, $83.33 adds up to $1,000. So please call us right now. We're in the last we're in the last 2 minutes of the show, 813-238-8001. But when we thank these people on the air, these are the people that are making the program possible next week and the week after that and the week after that. And we thank all those people that have called in this morning and helped make Sunday Forum possible.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Did you hear that about the $1,000 deal?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody, if you're listening right now, $1,000. $1,000. And it's only in parts. $83?
Yeah, $88.50 over 12 months.
Yeah, come on. Come on, y'all.
So, 2 minutes, one person, $1,000.
That's it.
Somebody out there has the wherewithal.
Come on.
Listen. Two people can conspire and do this, right?
Or two people.
Yes,
they can
do that. They can
whatever
do that.
It is.
They can do that.
We have about a minute and a half to make that happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, another thing you can do is you can make your donation for, what is that? Oh, the Circle of Friends.
The Circle of Friends.
Everybody can call all at one time.
Join me.
Yeah, everybody call in all at once. When you step out of church.
Hey, there you go.
Everybody step out of church. Say, oh, wait a minute. Stop talking for a minute. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Gotta make that call.
Pull out your cell phone. Make your call. 813-238-8001. And do what? Call. You light all these lights up right now.